fourth parak of Sanhedrin, fifth Mishnah. Case in Maimon, Asa Edom, Al Edom Nefoshis. Now we're talking about not monetary issues, we're talking about capital punishment issues, which needed this type of bezin of 23. But monetary issues, we saw in the beginning of the Masechta, that's enough to have three judges. Yeah. So, how did they warn and scare the Edom to make sure that they're accurate in the testimony? They would bring them in and they'd warn them. Maybe just assess that this is what happened. You didn't actually see it. You heard it. You heard it from somebody else. You didn't actually see it with your eyes. Or maybe that you heard it from somebody that you trust. Maybe you're not aware. You're going to have to go through seven different checks about exact time and place. And you may be caught up, embarrassing. If you don't know accurate information or you're making it up, good time to leave now. Also, you should know that if you are not accurate or you're lying, it's much worse if you testify in capital punishment case than a monetary. Why? If I cause somebody to lose money, so I pay it back and I have a kapara. All the generations that could come out of this person that I caused to be killed, you caused to be killed, will be on your cheshbon. It will be a constant punishment throughout your eternal life. Says the blood of your brother, plural form, are crying out. What is the plural form? There's only one person held that was killed. His blood and the blood of all his descendants. Another pshat, why does it say plural form by the blood of Hevel? That his blood was splattered all over the wood and stone over there. Says that at that time it was the first murder and he didn't know where to stab him from. So it caused a lot of bleeding from different parts of the body until he finally killed him. Therefore Hashem created humanity. He wanted humanity to recognize the chashivas of every individual Jew, every individual human being. And therefore, the world was created with one Adam Harishon, Lamedcha, Shekol HaMa'avid Nefesh Ha'Adam Yisrael. That even though Adam Harishon was before Matan Torah, but Adam Harishon was the original form of humanity that Hashem would be Mashvish Shechin upon. After the Chet of Adam Harishon, then humanity lost that status till Klal Yisrael, starting with Avraham Avinu and eventually with Matan Torah, received it back. The status of the original of Adam Harishon, not in his Madrega, but at least representing his idea. So it's to tell us that a person causes the death of one Jew, it's as if he killed the entire world. Someone who keeps the one Jewish person alive is like saving the entire world. Another reason why humanity was created with one forefather is so people should live at peace. The whole time we're going to say, oh, I come from a greater forefather than you. No, we all come from the same one. Also another reason why the apikosim, the non-believers, heretics shouldn't say, we see that the many creators, because there were many multiple first human beings. Another idea behind this is to show the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you want to make a coin, you make a certain stamp which you can make the coin from. Once you make the stamp, every coin is exactly the same. The coin won't change from one to the other unless some damage happens to the stamp. Hashem, the King of the Universe, he used the blueprint of Adam Harishon to be the blueprint of humanity. This is where Hashem created. We all came from Adam Harishon. You have people that grow maximum to 3 feet tall, and you have people that grow to 8 feet tall, and some skin color is white, and other ones' skin is black. All this was put into humanity. This is a mistake of some people when they say evolution. We see species have different variations. It's not that something changed. It was built into that from the beginning. The the opportunity for various levels of changes. That everyone has to tell his friend that because of me the world was created. I'm going to say, well, why should I testify? This is very dangerous. I can get into big trouble. It says the Maaseh, you have a chiyuv to testify, so what can you do? You're required to do it, make sure you do it right. I don't want to get the punishment of killing this person. If he deserves the death penalty, then it's something that Hashem is happy with. He will not get punished at all.